Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. You know, last Monday we began our journey of learning God's instructions for how to live as Christians in today's culture, and no sooner had we gotten started, and wham! The news of a leaked Supreme Court document regarding Roe v. Wade became the red-hot headline. If we thought that perhaps we were going to ease into this discussion of how to live as Christians in this post-Christian culture, well, Satan had other plans as he turned up the heat last week. You know, the Jews in the days of Babylon and would understand as they were exiled to Babylon. And as we learned last week, God allowed his people to be exiled into Babylon. And the Jews had been intermingling for decades with other cultures and adopting their idol-worshipping practices. And God had repeatedly sent prophets and messengers to tell his people to repent, to turn back from their wicked ways. But they persisted, grieving the heart of God. So God decided to allow them to fall into the hands of the Babylonians as a consequence of their unfaithfulness. And God sent Jeremiah to tell them that they would be there for 70 years, and that during that time, God had a job for them to do, to be witnesses of God's grace to this lost people, even as they were, well, basically in captivity, and they were certainly in the minority. Now, surely the Jews wondered how they could do that when they were no longer in their own culture. They no longer had their own temple to worship God. They didn't have their own language they were allowed to speak. They were forced to learn the language and culture of the Babylonians. They were not a free people, but rather they had to walk around on eggshells so as not to offend anyone. They were subjected to idolatry, sexual perversion, pleasure-seeking, a do-whatever-makes-you-feel-good thinking, and widespread corruption. Not unlike the culture we live in today. Well, Dr. Erwin Lutzer writes in our book, The Church in Babylon, on page 53, about that time. He writes this: our culture is instead being shaped by religious fragmentation, widespread disaffection with the church, changing sexual attitudes, and moral and spiritual relativism. Add to that the political correctness and the religion of our political parties run amok. And it's no wonder America, in the eyes of Christians, looks different each day. Yet, we are called to witness within this larger culture that adheres to the values of trash television, hedonism, ever-expanding homosexual power and influence, religious antagonism, racial hatred, political wrangling, and the exaltation of human rights. He goes on to write, how do we share our faith in a culture that often despises our values and Christian commitment? How did the Jews, who were at the mercy of the Babylonians, maintain their identity and continue to worship Jehovah? The Jews knew they had little chance of impacting the Babylonian culture, but feared that there was a much greater chance that the Babylonians would influence them. You know, God's answer for the Jews then and for us now is not to alienate ourselves from others, nor is it to assimilate ourselves to this culture, but rather God has another way. Dr. Lutzer calls it infiltration without contamination. I love that. Infiltration without contamination. Actually, God spells this out for us in Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29, starting in verse 4. God tells us how to live in this present time. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so they too may have sons and daughters. increase in number there. Do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Well, you'll notice the five steps of instruction that God gave us in those verses. Dr. Lutzer also calls these out in his book as well. Number one, God says, when in Babylon, when in today's culture, settle down. Build a house. Connect with your neighbors. Be a part of your neighborhood. Be a part of your community. I know I've probably mentioned before that I credit my sweet husband, Ron, for following this practice every place that we have lived. He's the one. As we've moved to around the country, we've lived in four different states, and he's pulled me out of the comfort of our home each time and made sure that we've met and have befriended our neighbors wherever we've lived. You know, we cannot be an influence for God in our neighborhoods if we don't know our neighbors. So get to know your neighbors. Number two step to be able to be influence in the culture around us. Number two is when in Babylon, when in today's culture, build strong families. Build strong families. Dr. Lutzer writes this in his book. He says, we must build those strong families. Help families of all kinds. The divorced, the single parents, the pregnant teenager, the homeless. He says the disintegration of our families means the disintegration of society as a whole. We are called to walk alongside others with sacrificial instruction and compassion. You know, if you feel you've already raised your family, then help others as they are raising theirs. There's a young mom who has, single mom, who has two grade school children who lives in our neighborhood. And though most of our neighborhood are all grandparents, she's an exception. She's an exceptional young lady as well. But I could reach out more to her. I could do more. We can do that. Make sure that we're raising our own families well. And if we've raised our families, reach out to others. Build strong families to be of influence in this culture. Number three, action and step to be of influence in this culture. When in Babylon, when in today's culture, get involved in city life. Dr. Lutzer writes this on page 63 of his book. Be good neighbors. Jeremiah 29:7 says, but seek the welfare of the city where I've sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. The Hebrew word for welfare is shalom. So what God is saying is seek the shalom or the peace of the city where you live. Yes, we're to settle down in our neighborhood, but also in the larger community, in this larger city around us, to seek the peace, to seek the welfare, to seek the good in the larger community around us. Number four, when in Babylon, when in today's culture, pray. Pray. We are to pray for our community and for our city leaders and our national leaders. Pray for the wisdom of our leaders and for the welfare of our cities and our nation. About a year ago, I know one of my prayer sisters suggested the idea, and I started to prayer walk my neighborhood. Truth be told, I really only do it in the warmer months. I'm not a winter girl. But I do prayer walk my neighborhood. And as I walk past each home, I call out the names of the neighbors who live there, and I ask God to give them protection and blessing that day. You know, it helps me to keep a tender heart toward them. Again, I know that you probably do this or something similar in your neighborhood. Pray for your neighborhood and pray for our local and national leaders. And number five, the fifth thing that we can do to be of influence when in Babylon, when in today's culture, is remember God's promises. Jeremiah 29:10 provides us with a well-known promise from God. Jeremiah 29:10, this is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed in Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Well, can we take these five steps and live as aliens in our present culture? Can we witness to God's grace to this present culture? Well, how about when your neighbor puts a political sign in their yard that you disagree with? Or when the protesters show up at your church? Or when you hear about the troubling sex ed lesson your child or grandchild learned about today in school? Can we live as aliens and witnesses to God's grace in today's culture? We can, and we must. As Dr. Lutzer wrote, we can take intentional steps daily to love people without holding their sin against them and show them a better way, just as Christ did with each of us. We can show grace because we have been recipients of God's grace. And we may be like Jeremiah, completely rejected in most of our attempts to show grace, but we can and we must persist. Remember, lost people act like lost people because they're lost people. We are the best hope, and for some, the only hope they will have of ever meeting Jesus. It is the calling of our time. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth, at spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.